Coming up on episode number 379, it's the third annual tribute to Halloween, with songs covered by The Misfits and Marilyn Manson, and a tribute to the Rocky Horror Picture Show. It's all coming up right now on Coverville.
Just getting rougher, cover me. Come on, baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a hoo. Come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for a Tuesday night. It is October 30th. 2007. My name is Brian Ibbett. Welcome to the Halloween edition of Coverville, the third year in a row for this. I've got some stuff lined up here, some covers that are truly scary and creepy sounding, as well as a tribute to a horror movie that isn't as scary, the Rocky Horror Picture Show, which started in 1975 and has a huge cult following, as well as you're going to hear, a huge international following. So we will get to that and some trivia at the end of the show, a special movie edition, Toyota Boys Musically Challenged. So we'll get to that at the end of the show. Let's go ahead and start off with that tribute to the Rocky Horror Picture Show. I'm going to play a few songs for you. The first comes from an album called Four Track Aganza, and you'll be able to tell that that's a pretty accurate title when you hear the sound quality for the song. Came out in 2001. It's by a guy named Chris Murray, and it is the song that opens up the Rocky Horror Picture Show. It's a song called Science Fiction Double Feature, but I love the style it's done in.
All right. Michael Rennie was here the day the earth stood still, but he told us where we stand. And Flash Gordon was there in silver underwear. Bob Raines was the invisible man. Then something went wrong for Fay Wray and King Kong. They got caught in a celluloid jam. Then at a deadly pace, it came from outer space. And this is how the message ran. Science fiction, double feature, Dr. X will build a creature, see androids fighting. Brad and Janet and Francis stars in Forbidden Planet. Whoa, 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 whoa. At the late night double feature picture show. And I really got hot when I saw Janet Scott fight a triffid that spits poison and kills. Dana Andrews said brooms, gave him the rooms, and passing them used lots of skills. But when worlds collide, said George Pal to his bride, I'm going to give you some terrible thrills. Like a science fiction double feature, Dr. X will build a creature, see androids fighting. Brad and Janet and Francis stars in planet. Oh, 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 oh. At the late night double feature picture show, I wanna go home. Oh, oh, oh. To the late night double feature picture show by RKO.
Si deg.
Ja.
Jeg virkelig stolt av deg.
Ja.
For måten du benyttet for å kapre meg, ikke bortsett til meg fra det landet,
landet
hvor du var så krysset jeg vannet,
landet.
Så fortell meg nå ikke du kan dø,
landet.
Jeg en ting å si, det kjære Janne, jeg elsker deg. Veien var lang, men jeg sprang den,
landet.
Mitt hjerte ild, du flammen,
landet.
Hvis det finnes en tosk, jeg mannen.
Janne.
Jeg en ting å si, det faen, Janne, jeg elsker deg. Mitt frieri dypt alvorlig. Den ring du får vil tale for meg. Alltid godt, middels eller dårlig for Janne. Sammen.
Janne.
Han som førte oss frem til eksamen.
Janne.
Da jeg så deg så falt jeg helt sammen.
Janne.
Jeg har en ting å si, det faen, Janne, jeg elsker deg. Kjære Janne.
Å, ja, min mann.
Kjære Janne.
I love you.
The Norwegian cast recording of the Rocky Horror Show from 1977. That is Bryllupsangen. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. A cover of Damn It, Janet from the original. Now, of course, before it was a movie, it was a play, and that play goes on still all over the world, not just in America, but also Norway, and you'll actually hear another version here coming up in just a moment. Quick correction, I think I said this was the third annual Halloween cover show. No, this would be the fourth. Yeah, all right, very good, Brian. before Bryllupsangen, you heard Science Fiction Double Feature, performed by Chris Murray from his 2001 release For Trekaganza. All right, so I mentioned that you'd hear another country's version. This one is Australian, so you won't have to decode any lyrics, but you will notice that it does have kind of a new, updated sound, and that's because it's the new Time Warp, and it's from the new Rocky Horror Show. Here's the Australian cast with the new Time Warp.
Doing the time warp, drinking, don't just a jump to the left.
And then a step to the right.
Put your hands on your hips.
You're bringing me easy tight. But it's a pelvic thrust. The beat it drives you insane. Let's do time warp again. Let's do time warp again.
It's so dreamy. A fantasy free me. So you can't see me.
Jump to the left.
And then a step to the right.
Put your hands on your hips.
You bring your knees in tight. But it's a pelvic thrust that really drives you insane. Let's do the time warp again. Let's do the time warp again.
Well, I was walking down the street just to having a think when a snake of a guy gave me an evil wink. He shook me up, he took me by surprise. He had a pickup truck and the devil's eyes. He stared at me and I felt a change. Time ain't nothing, never would I gain. Time ain't nothing, never would I gain. Time ain't nothing, never would I
Transylvania. I don't know, maybe play you a sound. You look like you're both pretty groovy.
Or if you'd like something visual that's not too abysmal, we could take in an old Steve Reeves movie.
I'm glad we caught you at home. Could we use your phone? We're both in a bit of a hurry. We'll just say where we are, then go back to the car. We don't want to be anybody.
No, you got caught with a flap.
Well, how about that?
Babies, don't you panic.
It's by the light of the night. Get you a satanic mechanic.
I'm just a sweet transvestite from transsexual Transylvania.
I'm a transvestite.
On the slab, I see you shiver with anticipation.
But maybe the rain is really to blame, so I'll remove the cause,
but not the symptom.
I was feeling down. I'd only ever kissed. I thought there's no escaping into heavy petting. It only leads to trouble and sleeping. Now I wanna know is how to go. I've tasted blood and I want more, 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 more. I'll put up no resistance. I wanna stay the distance.
That is a group called The Chubbies, and I say the group with quotation marks around it. It actually started out as one person, Jeanette Gonzalez, who formed the band in California, sent a bunch of demos out, and actually built up first a duo and then a trio. And then in 1997, one of the bandmates left, and then just after 2000, or I think in 2000, the other bandmate left. So we're back to the Chubbies being Jeanette Gonzalez solo. And that's her cover of Touch a Touch a Touch Me from Rocky Horror. That comes from a collection called the Rocky Horror Punk Rock Show, which had a bunch of different punk rock artists doing covers of the various songs. I've played the Me First and the Gimme Gimmes track before. As a matter of fact, I may have played that on one of the previous Halloween episodes of Coverville. Before that, you heard Anthony Head, who, let me get his middle name here because I think that's crucial, isn't it? Anthony, not Anthony Michael Head, Anthony Stewart Head, who is an actor on Buffy the Vampire Slayer. He was in a stage production of Rocky Horror and released a single of his version of Sweet Transvestite. That was a request by Wendy, who wanted to hear that. And then we start off the set with The New Time Warp, performed by the Australian cast of the new Rocky Horror show. Okay, enough Rocky Horror. Let's go ahead and talk very quickly about our sponsor for the show, and then we'll get back to more music. Bluehost is the sponsor of Coverville this week. Remember, for $6.95 a month, you get 3,000 gigabytes of transfer. So plenty of space to share, or I'm sorry, plenty of bandwidth to share your podcast or share your website. Of course, you get 2,500 POP or IMAP email accounts and 300 gigabytes to store your website, your audio files, whatever it is that you're posting up there. Check them out, bluehost.com. You can also use the link bluehost.coverville.com, which will get you to their site and also throw me a little kickback. I definitely appreciate it if you use that. But check them out. I mean, these guys have been great. I've been using them ever since I started Coverville and even before that. And anytime I have any issue, I call their customer support and they're able to walk me through it. They are very quick and always, always, always respond. That's bluehost.com. Of course, again, use the Coverville link on the Coverville website or just go to bluehost.coverville.com. Okay, I promised you some kind of creepy and scary covers. We're going to get to the first of these. This is by an independent group, an independent artist maybe, called Twink. And every once in a while, he'll post a song up on his website and let me know about it. So far, it's just been awesome stuff. And he does all the music with toy pianos and toy instruments. And the combination of that toy piano and the theme to Rosemary's Baby definitely elicits a very, very creepy response. Here's Twink with the theme to Rosemary's Baby. Thank you.
then you will see the Saw Town of Halloween.
This is Halloween, this is Halloween.
Pumpkins scream in the dead of night.
This is Halloween, everybody make a scene.
Trick or treat, on the eggs gonna die of fright. It's Saw Town, everybody scream. This town of Halloween.
The one hiding under your bed. Teeth ground sharp and eyes growing mad.
Pumpkin Soul. La, 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 la.
Okay, so I'm breaking my rule of not playing any Monster Mash covers, but I did have to play that one. That's the Misfits, or those are the Misfits. That was a request from Nick in Australia. Monster Mash, of course, originally done by Bobby Boris Pickett and the Crypt Kickers. If you're interested, tomorrow's Lyrics Undercover is going to be a background on Monster Mash and all the trivia behind it, and of course, background on Bobby Boris Pickett himself. Before that, you heard This Is Halloween by Marilyn Manson from that recent cover compilation of, I'm sorry, not cover compilation, that recent reissue of the Nightmare Before Christmas soundtrack, which did include a few covers on there. That one is going out to a couple people who requested that, Clay in Atlanta and Faith. Faith didn't say where she was from. So This Is Halloween, originally by Danny Elfman from The Nightmare Before Christmas. And then we start off the set with Twink and his cover, or their cover, of the theme to Rosemary's Baby, done very creepily in using toy piano. Tina is joining me in the basement here for a special Halloween edition of Musically Challenged, although I don't think the Musically Challenged really has anything to do with Halloween, but it is a movie edition.
All right.
So Toyota Boy has brought this one forward. Do you have anything before we jump into it?
Nope.
Of course not. All right, let's jump right into Musically Challenged movie edition with Toyota Boy.
Coming up on episode number 6. Oh, wait a minute. That's Brian's line. Musically Challenged Movie Edition, Episode 6. Hello, Brian.
Hey, Toyota
this
Boy.
This week is going to be another...
Hey, where's the Hi Tina? Oh, Toyota
Hello.
Boy. Yeah, there you go.
80s movie. I'm pretty sure pretty much everybody has seen this movie, so it shouldn't be too hard this week. Again, the rules are, name the title and artist from 4 songs... Figure out what movie all 4 songs are from. Extra kudos if you could describe the scene where the song is playing. Question 1.
Okay, now don't say the name of the movie yet. We'll wait till the
end.
Okay. I know you're itching to, but...
Yeah. I found out long ago.
All right.
I love that movie.
So that's Lindsey Buckingham from Fleetwood Mac.
Oh, no way. Okay.
Yes. And the song is Holiday Road.
Okay.
And I guess we'll wait until the very end to say when these songs appear in the movie, all right?
Oh, I thought we did them...
Well, we can't really... We'll give away the movie,
okay.
So I don't want to... You know,
all right.
Give it away for people who maybe don't know this movie.
Okay.
Question 2.
Let's go! Let's go!
Very good. The Ramones with Blitzkrieg Bop.
Yep, that's what I would have said. I'm
Question
joking.
3.
Oh, is that, oh, shoot, what's her name? I get so excited.
It's, I'm so excited.
I'm so excited.
Yep.
By... What's her name?
If you're gonna say what's her name, then you're already wrong.
Well, it's like point. It's like the Pointer Sisters, right?
That's exactly
okay.
Who it is.
Right.
Yes.
Question 4.
Chariots of Fire.
Uh huh.
I don't know who it's by. Did you ever see that movie?
It's going to be one of those things where I'm going to get email because I haven't seen Chariots of Fire. No,
oh,
I haven't
okay.
seen it. Vangelis was the artist on that one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. All right. So I think that was the 4th one. Let's see.
I'm going to guess that you correctly named the title.
Yeah, okay. So the movie, Tina, go ahead.
It is... oh, my God.
Oh, Tina.
It's the Chevy Chase one where it's Vacation or
yes,
sorry.
National Lampoon's
yes,
Vacation.
Yes, thank you, yeah.
All right, do you want to say where each of the songs were played in the movie? So first was Holiday Road, the theme song.
Yeah, I don't know. When was that, when they were packing or something?
I think that's when they first get out onto the
okay.
road.
Okay.
Yeah. The second one was Blitzkrieg Bop by the Ramones. That one, I'm trying to remember when that appeared in the movie.
I have no idea.
Yeah, can't remember that one. Okay. I'm So Excited by the Pointer Sisters.
I don't know.
That's when you first see Christy Brinkley, I think.
Okay, it was in the Corvette or
in the red
whatever convertible. Okay.
And then the Chariots of Fire thing.
Oh, that's when they're running to Wally World.
Right.
Out of the movie, which of course is National Lampoon's Vacation. Question one was Holiday Road, performed by Lindsey Buckingham. This song is played during the opening credits of the movie,
followed by
Clark Griswold picking up his car from the dealership.
Ed, this is not the car I ordered.
You know, I think you're right. I don't think this is the car. This is the new Wagon Queen family truckster. This is a damn fine automobile. If you want my honest opinion, beats the hell out of the sports wagon, but I want to make you happy, huh?
I'm going to take my business elsewhere. Where's my old car?
Clark, is that the right car?
No, it isn't, honey. I changed my mind.
They flattened our old car like a pancake.
Are you serious? Is this really our car, Dad?
Why is it still running?
Oh, all new cars do that. I'll take care of that in a second.
Question two is Blitzkrieg Bop by the Ramones. The scene is where the kids put on their headphones and start listening to their own music after they get bored with their parents singing. An interesting fact that some people may not know is that this footage was reused for the television show Married with Children.
Huh. The footage was reused?
Guess so.
Okay. I'll have to figure that out. Let's see what he means. Alright.
Question three was I'm So Excited by the Pointer Sisters. Another interesting fact is that this song was only heard during the original theater release. After it came on VHS and DVD, they decided to replace it with June Pointer's song Little Boy Sweet, which is heard the second time that Clark sees Christy Brinkley. Thank you, Internet Movie Database.
Clark, you're doing 80 miles an hour.
Doesn't seem like it, does it,
honey? Slow down!
I don't know why, we're making good time. Love for sale. Ties and yummy love for sale.
Question four is, of course, Chariots of Fire. The scene is them racing towards the entrance to Wally World, where they are quickly disappointed.
Moose outside should have told ya.
Sorry, folks, we're closed for 2 weeks to clean and repair America's favorite family fun park. Sorry.
Clark, what are you doing?
We watch his program. We buy his toys, we go to his movies, he owes us.
We went dancing.
Well, that's it for Musically Challenged Movie Edition for this week. One more interesting fact, this ending song was also performed by Lindsey Buckingham. And Lindsey Buckingham was also inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame as the guitarist for Fleetwood Mac.
Very cool. We went dancing across the USA. All right. Well, thank you very much, Toyota Boy, for putting that one together. I'll have to figure out what he means by the footage being reused. I guess it's is it when they're passing all the landmarks and stuff?
Maybe.
Okay.
I have no idea.
Okay. And that is going to do it for this edition of Coverville. Have a great and safe and happy Halloween. If you want to email in a request or call it in, you can do it by emailing coverville@gmail.com. You can call the request line at 206-222-COVER or post a message or a comment on the weblog or in the forums at coverville.com. We'll be back on Thursday with the Todd Rundgren cover story, celebrating his 40 years in the music business. It's coming up on his anniversary, as a listener pointed out. So, hey, let's celebrate Todd Rundgren's contributions to music and production and pioneering by listening to songs he didn't do.
So,
or songs he did done by different people.
Is he still alive?
Yeah, he's still alive.
So he's got to be in his 60s.
I would think so, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah.
Cool.
All right. So that is going to do it. We'll be back, like I said, on Thursday. Until then, this is Brian Abbott saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thank you so much for listening and continuing to subscribe to the show. I really do appreciate it. And we'll check you next time. Take care. Bye-bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville was provided by CacheFly, CacheFly.com.